This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Trucking is far and away the biggest slice of freight transportation in this economy. So in these days of still not great supply chains, trucking interruptions could add to the not greatness. Drivers blocked entrances to the Port of Oakland this week, shutting down some port operations. There were smaller protests by truckers down here at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach last week, all in objection to a California labor law, commonly known as AB 5, that would force companies to classify independent truckers who do work for them, and gig workers in other industries, to be clear, as employees, which is definitely not what a whole lot of the 70,000 independent truckers in this state want. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino is on the Not Great Supply Chain beat this week.
It's been one thing after another for the supply chain, says Nick Vias, a professor of operations management at USC.
Just when we're thinking we're done with the COVID, geopolitical conflict comes in, the fuel prices, the inflation.
Now, a shakeup in the trucking industry, what he calls the heart of the supply chain.
They're truly the cardiovascular system that pulls the cargo from the terminal to the consumer.
About a third of all jobs associated with West Coast ports are truck drivers of some sort, says John Martin, a transportation consultant. They move cargo within the port, to nearby warehouses, and to retailers.
They're absolutely critical. Anything that causes disruption in the trucking business absolutely shuts down the efficient flow of goods.
For decades, industry groups have complained of driver shortages. The American Trucking Association said the shortfall hit an all-time high of 80,000 last year. Louis Pugh with the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association says there are plenty of new drivers. They just don't stick around.
There's over a 90% turnover rate in the long-haul tractor sector. We can't keep people in this industry.
Wages have increased, but he says they haven't kept pace with inflation, and truckers don't exactly work a 40-hour week.
They work 70, they work 80. Living on the road and away from his family, his friends, missing baseball games and, you know, dance recitals and all these things that we like to do with our children and our families.
And Pugh says supply chain slowdowns make the hours longer. Drivers have to wait around to load and unload cargo and then race the clock to make deliveries. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.